Ukraine will be the issue as President Biden and Russian President Putin meet virtually tomorrow. There are fears that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine because the Kremlin massing tens of thousands of troops on the border with its neighbor. Plans for a massive new plant in North Carolina will be unveiled today. It's expected to be a Toyota electric vehicle battery factory, and it would employ more than 1,700 people. More details at srnnews.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them to cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another warm day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s, but showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, particularly this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight before ending. A couple of stronger storms not out of the question with some gusty winds possible. Much cooler overnight, low temperature 44. Quite cool tomorrow with highs only in the 50s. Risk of some spotty showers tomorrow, but I think there's a better rain chance Tuesday night into Wednesday and more scattered showers and storms on Thursday and Friday. A wet and active week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. A violent weekend in Montgomery. A shooting occurred just before 1:30 Sunday morning in the 2800 block of Vaughn Plaza Road near the Vaughn Plaza Shopping Center. Police tell us three men were shot. One of them died at the scene. Two other victims' injuries are said to be non-life threatening. Another shooting, this one later Sunday morning around noon in the 400 block of Japonica Street. One man was shot and died at the scene. And Montgomery police say a teenager injured in a shooting has died from his injuries. 16-year-old Trent Wilson Jr. was shot in the 100 block of Collinwood Avenue last Friday night. And the college football bowl slate is set. Number one seed, Alabama, will face Cincinnati in the CFP semifinal, while Georgia and Michigan will meet in the Orange Bowl. Both games will take place on New Year's Eve. Auburn is headed to the Birmingham Bowl to face Houston on December 28th. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Today, your Savior was born in Davidstown. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is how you will know Him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a feeding box. You know, that story never gets old. We pray that this holiday season, you will be surrounded by the Christ Jesus, family, and friends. So from our family at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Montgomery and Prattville, to your family, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
This is a democracy, isn't it? And I'm going to carry on how I have been. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. The Bureau's Joey Clark, Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
State Senator Will Barfoot is here. And off mic, we got talking about, the particular bills y'all passed in the special session. I was surprised. I thought it was only going to stick to prisons. And very quickly, there are these bills defending folks from a lot of the COVID mandates and whatnot. But it's still not been clear to me exactly what that means in law. Eddie and I, in fact, this morning we're talking about, a small business with private employees. So what exactly was done? What's the effect?
Well, we did the prisons in the first special session. Second special session was all about redistricting. That was the only thing in the governor's call. Senator Elliott had SB9, which is not a vaccine prohibitive mandate. It just says if an employer in the state of Alabama mandates COVID-19 vaccinations, that the employees have a right to fill out an exception or exemption to that. Within the law itself, there was a standardized form for that exemption, and that there is a presumption once you complete that, that it is a valid exemption. Now, that is in some ways juxtaposed to what the federal mandates, some of which have been paused by the courts, have done and said. But I thought it was important to give the citizens of the state of Alabama that opportunity to complete an exemption. It lists a religious exemption as well as about 9 or 10 medical exemptions, only one of which you have to have signed off with the doctor. The other, it is proof positive that if you check that and sign it as an affidavit, that you are exempt.
Okay, so let me get this straight, because I know some businesses that are kind of putting some pressure on folks. If I choose a religious exemption, if I fill out that form, does that automatically exclude me from that?
It does.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, let me clarify that.
Yeah, please do, because
so there are at least four different, I'll call them executive mandates from the president.
Right.
One of which is federal employees, right?
Yeah, right.
You're in the Air Force, Army,
right,
whatever it may be, you're a federal employee. This law would not affect those federal employees.
Federal supersedes state in that,
that's,
right?
That's correct. And I understand that there may be people who would like the state of Alabama to go forward. We have no jurisdiction or authority for that. The second group of people under the presidential executive order was governmental contractors, which is a wide.
It's a million people, man.
That's a lot. And you think about this. You work for instance, Auburn University, and you cut the grass for Auburn, right? You've got your own grass-cutting business, and But Auburn, by way of receiving federal monies, now you're an employee of Auburn who receives federal money. So you were, on that executive order, still subject to what the president's mandate was. That there's been a lawsuit filed. I believe that's over in Georgia, in the whatever district Savannah is over in Georgia, where several states, including Alabama, have joined into that. There's not been a ruling on that as of yet. I think that date for which compliance is January, first week or so of January.
Okay.
Third group of people is that the federal government said if you're an employee of 100 or more, a company of 100 or more employees, that there was a federal mandate through OSHA that mandated that you have a vaccine. The Fifth Circuit out of Louisiana halted that as a temporary injunction. The fourth group was healthcare workers, and I think the same court in the Fifth Circuit halted that. what Alabama law does is, as it relates to non-federal employees, in other words, healthcare workers, anyone within the state of Alabama who's an employee, and I can send it to you. I won't read it
Please
all.
Do.
But let's see. Well, I won't be able to get to the exact. There's a presumption, though, that when you complete this standardized form, that you are exempt.
Okay.
If the employer says, for whatever reason, we're going to appeal, we're going to file something, then it would go to administrative law judge. Again, looking at the plain language in the statute, the administrative law judge should only look at whether or not this form was completed and signed, and so therefore there is an exemption. If that administrative law judge says, for whatever reason, that I cannot, you know, conceive that, you know, would be a legitimate reason why that exemption doesn't apply according to the law, then there would be a de novo appeal to the circuit court in the county that you live or work.
Now, say you fill out this exemption form. I understand what you mean by the presumption that this is your exemption is on the up and up. It applies. What if an employer turns around and says, well, your performance has been slacking, or they come up with some other excuse and they try to fire you, even though it's about the vaccines, really, at the end of the day?
Yeah, great question. It's one that we battled with because you certainly don't want an employer to be handcuffed with a bad employee that they would have gotten rid of anyway, right? There's a fine line there. I would suspect, although I do not do workers' comp law or employment-type law.
Write them up three times.
Write them up three times.
Got to be written up three times.
And but I suspect that, you know, if someone has really been targeted because they filed this exemption, that, you know, they should seek legal advice, for which
that,
I'm...
And that would be my next question. When someone does feel like, hey, you know, right or wrong, I feel like my employee is pressuring me or going to terminate me, threaten me with termination because of this, their alternative is to reach out to...
Reach out to a lawyer that handles those types of cases and let them...
I'm sure they are salivating at the mouth, too. Lawyers are ready to go on that.
You know, and that's the thing that, you know, we don't want everybody getting sued just because, right? Because they're bad employees. You know, and employers should have the ability to get rid of those bad employees without the threat of a lawsuit. But
I've seen that sometimes being so hard. So I've seen on both sides,
But I love that we're having these sorts of debates, these sorts of arguments, you know, working through... what exactly the law will be, how it applies to employees and employers as compared to this is today. New York City's de Blasio announces a universal COVID vax mandate for all private sector workers. I think the state of New York wants a vaccine passport now for 5 to 11-year-olds.
Wow.
This is insanity.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, going back to the last regular session, Senator Orr sponsored an anti-vaccine passport. Everybody calls it a vaccine passport. I call it an anti-passport. But... you know, to where you didn't have to show, you know, papers, please, you know, whether or not you could go into government buildings, government services.
I admitted I went to that musical, that play at Alabama Shakespeare Festival, and it actually was after I bought the ticket. Doesn't you all like spending time with my brother and his wife's grade too? And after I bought it, it said, oh, by the way, you got to show your vaccine mandate or a negative test. Now, luckily, I do have a vaccine card or a negative test.
I'm telling you now, based on my understanding of the law of the state of Alabama, that that flies in the face of what the law
is. I agree with that. I know it's not employee, but still, same.
And we had to wear masks while in the theater, watching the show.
With Bert.
Right.
Had to wear them. Well, we had to
it
wear
them. It was Bert Kreischer. The man doesn't wear a shirt while he performs. Anyway.
Which was a great show, Will. You missed out on
it. I missed it.
Great show. But the joke of it was, like, I pulled out because I do have a vaccine card.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Moderna. Greatest company on earth, by the way, Will. Ever since I got that vaccine, I can't shut up about it.
You love them, huh?
Yeah, Pfizer's the devil. But Moderna, great company. But I didn't. He didn't even look at it. I just flashed it. He goes, yeah. And it's this sort of security health theater that's driving me insane. I felt this. It felt like the airport.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard. Like, okay, we're on a pressurized tube thousands of feet in the air, and while you are drinking your little water bottle and having some crackers or peanuts, you can take it off.
Sure. It doesn't transmit that way, huh?
It's just, it's so absurd. And that's what, thank God and God bless Alabama for taking the approach we have. I'm more partial to it came out as the Great Barrington Declaration. Essentially, you focus on the folks who are more vulnerable, the most vulnerable, 65 and up. Then everybody else goes about their life with basic precautions and common sense for the most part. I think that's the right approach. as I see the rest of the country, especially the blue states, with the more and more mandates, more and more lockdowns, this is tyranny.
Where does it end?
Right. Where does it end? And as they're now stirring up, I told you off air, I don't talk about COVID constantly because I think part of the strategy is Omicron and the latest variant. Actually, because I'm pretentious, have this wood-carved sign that I have right as I wake up. I have to walk by it as I go into my bathroom. And it's in the original Greek, and it's just Socrates, know thyself. And I realize it doesn't say know thyself. This is the actual schedule for all the variants that are about to come out over the next, especially the midterm variant that will come out right before the election.
Well, what I worry about, just as an everyday citizen, like in Italy now, they're making life hell on unvaccinated folks, where if you're in an indoor restaurant, police can come to you and tell you, right now, show me your green card, your vaccine card. And they're going to keep creating that separation. When honestly, as far as, and I'm just a good old Alabama redneck, the science doesn't show that this is needed.
Well, you know, I think, you know, at this point, the first month, two, scientists didn't know anything.
Right.
Elected officials surely didn't know anything. The general public didn't. We're a year and a half plus into it. If you don't have an opinion one way or another about what's right for you personally, you've been living under a rock. I've had family members who have gotten vaccine, and I think it was, you know, in my opinion, they didn't necessarily ask me, nor would I want to have that burden on myself of telling them the right thing to do for them. But they've gotten it. They thought it was the right thing to do for them. You know, I've gotten other family members who have not. And, you know, listen, we all have a freedom of choice.
That's my thing. We do. You know, we have a freedom of choice.
Yeah, the ability to, so, you know, what are the consequences of not taking it? What are the consequences of taking it?
My consequences.
You're grown. And as long as you recognize, acknowledge that whatever those consequences may be for you, then, you know, let you do it.
Right. I agree with that 100%.
And I think doctor really, it's at the level of, say, lawyer, in the sense that it should be a personal relationship, if not also a business one, between you and your doctor. And you should decide it accordingly. And one thing that's happened, not so much in Alabama, but again in other states, is you'll see, you know, medical boards supersede everyday doctors who are actually treating the disease. And it's sort of this over-the-top, heavy-handed approach from not only regulatory boards, but also the corporate press, as I call them. It doesn't make any darn sense. And to have Fauci say himself, I am the science, it's not scientific at all.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think he's defending himself now more than ever.
Yeah.
I think he's more and more under the gun. More things have come out about how he studied AIDS virus and things like that. I'm ready for him to go. I think everybody is.
Yeah, at least retire, if not worse. Let's go to Eric the Dog before this break. Hey, Eric, you're on with State Senator Will Barfoot.
Hola.
Hola, Eric. What's happening, bro?
Hey, you know, not too much. I have a question. Instead of coming up with laws to how to combat what they're doing, are there any laws that we can take away from their disposal to prevent them from even having the ability to do it?
Well, would you say them? Who is them?
The man.
The mandates, I mean, federal government, state and local governments. Yeah. Is there anything that we can repeal that's on the books that's allowing them to do this that would prevent them from implementing it?
Well, good question. But as it relates to the federal government, obviously we can't repeal any federal laws. So I think, you know, ultimately, right, wrong, or indifferent, the federal government is probably extended authority greatly beyond what the founders of the Constitution perceived. That authority should be, but certainly from the state level, we've tried to put into place some, as I said, with the COVID vaccine anti-mandate, some exceptions or exemptions, and it does seem like a lot of times, quite honestly, that we're playing reactive politics rather than proactive, at least on this. But there is a divide between the federal level and the state.
Well, and Eric, to your point, I'm not demanding like. Somebody must follow the solution I've found. I more realized an interesting trend and problem. The states that had the more heavy-handed regulatory approach to medicine, say certificate of need boards, and they're not all the same when you do have a certificate of need board, but they had much more trouble in the pandemic with hospital beds and upping capacity across the board. So I would be interested in maybe some reform to the way we regulate and manage medicine in the state. That's a big, that's more complicated than education in many ways. And in fact, I know people on the board, so they're like, shut up, Joey, threatening my job. But, you know, if that caused more of a problem and reduces competition, yada, 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 and ups prices, I think we should reform it. The pandemic just revealed it.
Well, you know, the governor has those emergency medical powers that they implemented when this first started, and I'd like to see something done where the legislature kind of backed out of rescinding those and left it with her and Scott What's-His-Face.
Scott Harris,
but yes, sir. Yeah. I just something to where just one person or a select group of people, all of whom besides the governor were not elected, decided what we were going to do and what was going to be implemented.
Eric, I agree 100% to that. Senator Whatley had a bill. I was the first co-sponsor two different occasions. I am not demeaning Scott Harris, the man, by all. I don't know him, first of all. By all accounts, is a good person. I would not want the job that he's had. That's irrelevant, though. You fill in the blank. Take him out of that equation. You wouldn't want Joey Clark up there as an unelected official based on an antiquated 1955 or 54 law making those decisions. And so there was an effort to, you know, either make that position a cabinet level position I would be for the governor ultimately to make those decisions rather than an unelected official.
That's my point. I think we don't need to add laws or anything like that. I think we need to start looking at what's giving them the power to do what it is we don't like and try to rescind those. Or at least put it down to where we have more control and it's not such a bureaucracy. So we're not having to worry about national politics. We can bring it down to the local level. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Makes sense.
Thank you, Eric.
Appreciate it, Eric.
Adios.
Go play in the snow.
Yeah, he's still stuck
in
Alaska.
Yeah, he's in Juneau, Alaska right now.
Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah, he's up there painting airplanes.
He went from Hawaii to Alaska.
Literally.
When I was a kid, you know, I had my Uncle John. Daddy and two uncles and granddaddy farmed, and I can remember riding with my Uncle John one day, and he's quizzing me on state capitals, and I was 6-7 years old. I don't remember. I can remember where I was. I don't know why, but I can remember where I was. I was going down Ray Thornton Road with him, and he's going through the different states and the capitals, and he gets to Alaska, and I was like, I don't know. He said, do you know the answer? Do you know what it is? And I still remember that to this day. Juneau,
that's Alaska.
The capital of Alaska.
Yeah, I think I'd have trouble if I had to do the capitals. Probably Georgia, if you ask me. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what the capital of Georgia is. Atlanta? No, it's not.
West Virginia and South Carolina, I get confused. Charleston, West Virginia, and Columbia, South Carolina. But I think of Charleston always being in South Carolina.
Exactly.
So.
Well, here, one quick break, and we'll do one final segment here. Again, we're talking with State Senator Will Barfoot.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged?
Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
Christmas at the Kickback Ranch on December the 11th. Gates open at 12 noon. There's a gift shop, vendors, a food truck, and hot cocoa. 4 o'clock, Santa arrives, and the festivities begin with music, lights, snow, and much, much more. On Sunday, December the 12th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's PJs and pancakes with Santa and the gang. Christmas at the Kickback Ranch. It's a short drive down 331 South from Montgomery, December the 11th and 12th. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to join the conversation. We have State Senator Will Barfoot in the House. Instead of jumping onto the ready-made issues that are the headwinds facing the state, is there anything that you personally, as a legislator, as a state senator, anything you're looking to file or a pet project of yours you're looking at right now?
A couple different issues. I guess the one that's probably more on my mind today is that if someone's charged with a misdemeanor or a nonviolent felony offense, I believe, and you get arrested, you bond out, there can be supervision through community corrections between the bond date and the trial date. Certain things that not only the bonding company can require of you, but that the court through, or DOC through, community corrections can require. Problem is that under existing law, the Department of Corrections, which is the community corrections, which is under DOC, cannot supervise either post-trial or pre-trial any violent offenses, and maybe even any felony offenses. I had to go back and look at that. So you get somebody who's arrested for murder today. Listen, innocent until proven guilty, absolutely, 100%. The date between the arrest date and bond out date and the trial date may be 3 years,
right?
4 years. Typically speaking, and this is a broad brush, certainly not all bonding companies do that, but, you've bonded out and their only requirement is that you show up for the court when you're supposed to show up for court. Well, if you get arrested for other things in other counties or jurisdictions, typically, those counties, jurisdictions may not know that you're on probation that you're out on bond. And so we've got to have somebody between the bond date and the trial date to make sure that folks are not arbitrarily just going out and getting other charges.
And there's no built-in in the system that's like an auto catch.
There is not, that I'm aware of.
It just seems crazy. It seems simple fix.
Yeah.
Stuff you don't necessarily think about, but that is, and especially with the huge backlog in the court system, You know, I'm not usually one for spending money, but I think a basic function of government is the courts. And
yeah.
I look at why does it take 3 years, for instance? I know that can be a complicated thing, but...
Yeah, you've got, you know, in certain cases, you've got DFS that's extreme. I mean, you know, I think forensic science does a great job throughout the state and is probably a model for the nation. Does a great job with that.
Probably so.
Short on manpower,
yeah.
Backed up. I mean, right. You know, in Montgomery, we're probably going to, 70 murders this year?
Yeah.
You think about it, especially in smaller jurisdictions. For instance, you know, there are some circuits with one judge and there
like
are three
Selma,
counties.
For instance, they're having crime.
Oh, that's right. You got one judge that's in three different counties, circuit court judge, and so there's 4 months that can be dedicated to each county. And out of those 4 months, you've
wow.
got some that they're covering civil, some that they're
yep.
covering criminal. They may have a trial docket for criminal cases twice a year, maybe 1 week a year. I mean, 1 week a term or maybe two. And, you know, that doesn't leave a lot of room for...
Are we not addressing that? Is that something... I mean, obviously it needs to be addressed, but
yeah.
are we addressing that?
Well, we've tried to in the past, this past session, even the session before, for
mm-hmm.
instance, the circuit with Elmore, Autauga, and Chilton
yeah.
County, we're down in that circuit probably over two judges to make us back
That's...
to where we should be.
Wow.
When you start talking about finding the funding there, and it's not a one-time fix, it's a
right.
long-term funding.
Right.
And then you've got maybe other counties or circuits that maybe have more judges than they need, and taking those judges from those counties is a fight.
So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a basic constitutional right to sort of a fair and speedy trial. I think
yeah.
sometimes when people are waiting forever, I can't believe I would say it, but maybe a big sort of expansion of the court. You might have noticed on whatever topic, I'm kind of in the mood to go back to first principles and do big things, whether it's the state or the national government. We were talking earlier, there is a time and place for sort of marginal changes and reforms, and I think what you just brought up could be a very good one. But a lot of these problems seem to be problems that have developed over decades, and nobody in particular is necessarily to blame,
yeah.
so it's sometimes hard to sell, and then
it's
sometimes
ongoing.
It's so technical, like the average Alabamian's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and it's, you know... rarely do things change, you know, with one fell swoop. It's chipping away at it. Sometimes there needs to be some wholesale changes, and maybe that'll happen. I do think that, you know, we get caught up, and listen, same thing from our business. You know, why do we put certain words in pleadings? Well, you know, when I started off, there was a lawyer that I was mentoring me that, you know, this is the way he did his complaint. Why
right.
do I do the same
mm-hmm.
way? Because that's the way I was taught. And
right.
so a lot of times in government area, you know, we do things because, well, they did it before me
right.
without addressing whether or not should we really be doing what we're doing.
Right. So kind of fun question to close things up and button this up. Do you have any, like, Christmas, like, traditions or plans that you have with the family?
Going or to Russia or anything?
Just surviving?
I've been to Russia.
Didn't know if he was going back for the holidays.
No. When I was an exchange student in 1988, a people-to-people student ambassador trip.
Wait a minute. And I'm CIA?
Yeah, well.
Joey?
I'm surrounded by feds.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on the lady I work with, noon to three.
No, you know, April Marie asked me the question as it relates to Thanksgiving, really more of our... I guess weird traditions is not the right thing, but Thanksgiving is a nuclear family event. It
right.
is my wife, children, and now that my oldest is married, her husband and their children, my grandchildren. Christmas is more of an expanded, you know, aunts, uncles, nieces,
right.
and nephews, cousins. We used to all get together the night before Christmas Eve at my grandparents' house, and there'd be not only family, there'd be people from the community would stop
right.
by.
That's what I remember.
It, you know, great times.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, at your own house the next day. So is expanded. Christmas is an expanded time with the family.
Well, with five kids, you got a big Christmas ahead of you already.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And trying to figure out, you know, what do they need versus what do they want?
Yep.
And then how to make sure you get it with the supply chain issues.
That's another thing.
You know, my wife and I were talking about it, and she's like, well, I'm going to order, you know, this for this one. Like, you know, they may tell you it's going to be here on December the 19th, but it might not be here.
Right.
So,
oh, and how old is the youngest of your five?
Youngest, Jeb is 14. Ellie is 16. Bankston is 19. Reagan is 23. And Erica is 29.
So you're, I mean, but you still got some teenage years. But I'm sure it's not your first rodeo. So especially the youngest, is like, yeah, I've seen it before, kid.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure he's probably gets some special treatment in certain areas, and then otherwise, and then other things are like, you're not pulling that because we've already had a couple of them. We know what's going on. So but parenting is, listen, passing the bar exam, marriage, practicing law, being in the legislature, being a parent's the toughest job you can have.
Amen.
Oh, I believe it.
24/7, and you always wonder whether you're doing the right thing or not.
Yeah, I've had it described to me, because I'm not one yet, that it's like your beating heart is outside your body.
No question. Mm-hmm.
And, well, great spending time with you. Great seeing you.
Good enjoy to see you, Will.
And we
got to
do this more often now that as, you know, all the pandemic nonsense fades away. We got to do this on a more regular basis.
You let me know, and the courts and my wife allow, I'll be here anytime you want me to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Thanks a lot.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Wirth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Wirth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Wirth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Wirth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Wirth Cleaners today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another warm day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s, but showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, particularly this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight before ending. A couple of stronger storms not out of the question with some gusty winds possible. Much cooler overnight, low temperature 44. Quite cool tomorrow with highs only in the 50s. Risk of some spotty showers tomorrow, but I think there's a better rain chance Tuesday night into Wednesday and more scattered showers and storms on Thursday and Friday. A wet and active week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Daddy?
Yes, sweetheart?
Let's go hear some Christmas music.
Oh, sweetheart, Daddy's really busy. Do you hear?
Christmas. It's a busy season, but some events are too inspiring to miss. Sunday, December 12th, Landmark Church presents the Hallelujah Christmas Tour, featuring Cloverton, whose version of Hallelujah has had millions of hits on YouTube.
Check out this video, Dad.
Hallelujah Christmas Tour December 12th is free with a live nativity and petting zoo at 5:30. Doors open at 6, concert 6:30.
Okay, sweetheart, we're going. We'll surprise Mama.
Probably not.
Huh?
Who do you think sent me in here?
I should have known.
Don't miss the Hallelujah Christmas Tour Sunday, December 12th at Landmark Church.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Always great seeing State Senator Will Barfoot.
Yes.
And I always find it interesting their particular, like what he was talking about in that sort of period between when you bond out and your actual court date.
Yeah.
Actually having the counties and authorities communicating with one another, these sort of basic things you would assume is already there. But
if you get pulled over in Jasper or Jefferson County or Montgomery County, when they run your ID, they know if you got warrants in. So how can you be in jail and they go to let you go and not realize you're wanted in other counties? I don't understand that.
Yeah, but this is the sort of basic work that, you know, that's why you elect good
Yeah.
state senators in
ours
particular.
Are great. Everybody else sucks, but ours, right, they're great.
No, there are a few I've gotten. I know there that I enjoy their company and what they do. Hello, April Marie Fogle.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good today.
Now, did you have plans to go to the Olympics in Beijing? I thought you said you did.
No, but I am going when the Olympic Committee comes here to Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Which a lot of people aren't recognizing they're doing. The same Olympic Committee is who is responsible for the World Games, which is coming here to Alabama.
Oh, so we're gonna get the Olympics here in Alabama?
Yeah, what are we going
to
do?
Well, the World Games are coming to Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And that is run by the same commission that runs the Olympics. And
Is there a lot of shooting? In those World Games?
There's sumo wrestling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's some really, really cool sports.
I kind of dig that now.
Yeah, they're incredibly something incredibly fun. There's a whole list of, you know, they're like secondary sports that.
What time does this Jello wrestling start?
Eddie, shut up!
What?
Just shut your mouth.
We will get you a World Games.
Shut your mouth! You and your Jello wrestling.
I don't think you want to see these guys in Jello.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
This big bastard here. Anyway, I bring this up because the Biden administration did announce they're not going to send any officials over to Beijing.
Yeah.
And so China is now threatening, they're threatening.
Well, Hunter's still going.
Oh, yeah. 10% for the... Are you the big man, Joe? Are you the big man? Are you the big... I'm going to ask again. Are you the big... I know I have COVID right now, but I didn't tell anybody. Are you the big man? Anyway, the Chinese are now responding. The Biden administration is expected to announce this week that no U.S. government officials will attend the 2022 Beijing Olympics, implementing a diplomatic boycott of the Games. The move would allow the U.S. to send a message on the world stage to China. Well, China's propagandist, Zhao Lijian, or something like that, said, without being invited, American politicians keep hyping the so-called diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympic, which is purely wishful thinking and grandstanding. If the U.S. side is bent on going its own way, China will take firm countermeasures. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's what I think.
When are you going to kidnap another tennis star?
Did you see, I'm sure you saw the letter that she wrote.
Yeah. Oh, that
I
was
am
the
not a prisoner.
I am fine.
Yeah.
If you would like to make any stories on me, you can contact me. I am doing great. Right. Hopefully I will be able to play tennis in the future.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sounds like she's doing well.
This is an horrid regime. Now I do feel for some of the athletes who have put
That's kind of what I was wondering. Are we going to
years and years? For instance, I believe locally Danny Loeb, who's with the aerial kind of ski team.
That's right, Joey.
She's been working now for 5, 6, 7 years to get to this position.
We're not sending diplomats. We're still sending our
The athletes are still going.
I don't like that when the athletes get punished for that.
But the war of words between the Chinese government and U.S. officials continues to heat up. China is no joke. No joke
whatsoever.
We used
to think the same thing about the Soviet Union, Joey. You remember during... When I was a teenager,
I was not alive.
Soviet Union was the devil. They were always going to get us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was just the mantra. They were always going to get us. And in the end, they folded like a cheap suit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some of that was their own doing, too.
Of course it is. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't just us, but...
God bless Gorbachev.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, what happened is they did all those reforms and they started telling the truth. And
right.
As the periphery broke down, you see the Berlin Wall, it was like a wave that swept back over that Soviet government.
Now, do you think most Chinese people know the truth, Joey, and just are absolutely bound?
I don't know. I don't know the numbers. I don't know most. I think there are, let's say, millions, because it's a country of billions,
right,
who definitely know what's up, and they understand they can't make their voice heard. But I tend to believe there are millions, if not a billion, Chinese people who love their regime. I mean, think about it this way. This is a first generation that was brought out of abject poverty. And so these are the people that did it.
We had as much to do with that as the Chinese did.
I know, but they also control all the information.
It's true. Very true.
And also, if you're a propagandist against the United States, is it really that difficult of a job to criticize the U.S. government?
Not at all.
We do it all the time.
Right.
So, and this is what drives me nuts. Ever since the turn of the century, I'll put it that way, the hand that we had and then the way we played it, how did we screw this up? Whether you're talking about China or Russia.
We wanted to save the world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did so pretty badly.
Yeah, we wanted to save the world.
What an absolute mess! Anyway, this
wow,
part of the program.
That was Greg Budell coming straight through my headphones at that moment.
Oh, no, that was mild.
Yeah,
you should have heard me on Fauci the other day. When I told him to shove it up
his... You were on him?
Yeah, I told him to shove it up his...
Yeah, he did.
Okay, you were on him telling him to shove what up where?
His opinions up his backside, something like that.
I am the science. I am the science. Senator Paul, you don't know what you're talking about. Respectfully, it's like, yeah, go experiment on some more beagles and chimpanzees, Fauci.
And it's strange to me, though, but that's where he's getting a lot of pushback. It's not from the, I guess you'd say, the woke crowd. It's not that he's full of crap. He seems to be getting pushback because of what he's been caught doing with... pain management and things what they did with HIV and monkeys and now with the beagles and things like this. That's the people's outrage.
Well, and also because of leaked emails, we know that he was all worried about the lab.
Yes.
In early January 2020, but did he tell anything to Trump administration officials? No. Because there's been a long argument in the virology community that if you do these sorts of experimentations, like gain of function, well, it's not gain of function. We change the definition. Yeah. but people were worried, you do these sorts of experiments, you could cause a pandemic.
Definitely.
And the fact that he was already worried about it, but then had people looking around for pangolins and bats for a year and looking
market,
at
wet, wet market.
Well, and explain if you
but
could
But don't
remember.
Say it in a certain way. That's racist.
What was the theory with the wet market? I don't even remember the theory.
No, the idea is that there was some animal sold at the wet market that had contracted the disease from bats.
Right.
Well, and this is how SARS-1 and MERS as well, like, all spread. It was a bat to a certain animal, then into humans. And you, when you have these jumps from species, then you end up with the mutations that can adapt. But they could have discovered that by now. They haven't.
Right.
In fact, the one feature that looks like the smoking gun of this virus is that it is adapted immediately to humans. And they were doing experiments on mice that had their cells changed to be like human cells.
But now I just doubt the whole story with SARS and everything else. The wet market. I feel like we might have been duped. We had an issue then, and we got suckered into this wet market theory.
Well, and this is the problem. The Chinese don't want to play ball. It's like, yeah, let's offshore jobs and major scientific research and also chip manufacturing and all sorts of other manufacturing for cheap labor. Genius move.
Texas governor over the weekend announced they've got a chip manufacturer coming there. I'll have to go back and look. But yeah, they've got one coming to Texas.
Good. They got to get started. But apparently, just to stay on the cutting edge, about $1 billion a year investment. So the company's already established in Taiwan and South Korea. They're investing $1 billion plus to just stay on the cutting edge.
If that's what it takes.
It's a lot of money.
We got to get the building first.
We got to hit one last break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. They're at Physical Prattville. Dawn Sexton and her team are ready, well, to help you get your balance back, get your walking ability back. It could be you're just getting a little older and favoring one side. Could be you had an injury, say, to your ankle or knee, so you're favoring one side. Could be you had a mild stroke, so you lost peripheral vision, or you have inner ear problems with your sinuses. Whatever it is, they'll be able to pinpoint what's causing your balance and walking issues there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center in Prattville. Call them today at 595-9990, 595-9990, and ask about a free balance test. Yes, it's free, it's simple, it's easy. And from that quick test, they'll give you a baseline score out of 18, so you get 10 out of 18. As you start the therapy, whether traditional or more cutting-edge stuff like virtual reality therapy, you'll see an improvement in that score. So again, call them at 595-9990. Ask about a free balance test and be sure to tell Don Sexton, Nancy Alexander, the entire team there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville that Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We'll be right back. final moments of news and views on a Monday. And the time flew by there chatting with Will Barfoot.
And he's great. I love having Will in here.
He is good.
Well knowledge.
Appreciate his time.
And he's not one of those people that will try to talk over you or above you. No. He's just an everyday guy. I love him to death.
No, and, you know, I think the state's in a good position, but the more people I talk to, it's like we're not doing well enough quick enough, is the way I would put it.
Yeah, but I think that's a generational thing too, Joey.
Sure, I agree.
Even with me, I don't think we're going fast enough, but then I talk to people like yourself that are even younger, and you guys are on hyperdrive. And, you know, I love the idea of going, getting new ideas put in front of us quickly and adapting to them, but if we don't study them right, we end up with... Well, like the COVID.
Mm. So what do you think about repealing the medical marijuana law?
Stupid. Why are we going backwards?
Right.
It's a fight we've already fought. We've already spent money. My understanding is the people of Alabama are ready to move forward on this. Why are we dragging it around?
Yeah, but then what do you think about a massive deconstruction of public education and more choice and opportunity for parents?
I'm down.
So it's like, Tim James, welcome to the race. I love the centerpiece issue on education. A few other things, the people of Alabama will decide.
No candidate's perfect. There's not a candidate out there, period, that's going to have every single thing that I want.
That's certainly true.
Or you, Joey.
Oh, yeah. I'm nowhere near any. My assumption is we don't have a governor, we don't have senators, like, and then I start from there and go, I guess we got to have one.
If we don't have a governor, what do you call her?
Miss K?
I forgot y'all got that relationship.
That is not true. Stop with that stupid rumor. Missy, why does Eddie Beta keep talking about all these noxious rumor and innuendo? Well, that's a good point, Missy. You're so wise.
So wise.
Anyway, what did we learn today?
Learned that Will Barfoot's got good guy, working hard for Alabama, no doubt.
Learned that Tim James is in the race.
Tim James is in the race. So is... what?
No, she'll Lindy will officially announce tomorrow.
Yeah.
Apparently.
We learned that Omicron is still
being pushed. Omicron.
Yeah, whatever.
There's no N in there.
You sure?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is in my redneck world.
It's the cold.
Right.
Right.
Right. And they're still pushing that like it's the most awful thing in the world.
Hey, for what it's worth, I've never met a man who doesn't think he's dying of the common cold.
Yeah. The man flu is a terrible thing. I'll be first to admit to that.
Yeah.
Well, if they just have somebody they can complain to. They like being babied. Anybody coming in? On your show, anything on deck that you'd like to preview right now?
Steve Flowers here about 12:15, 12:20.
Oh, I love Steve.
Nice. And then Todd Stacy about 1:15.
Nice.
And that's all we got.
$20 says Steve Flowers is going to tell you you look great today, because you look great today.
Well, thank you. Yes, I dressed up pretty for to do his show this
you
afternoon.
You look wonderful.
Well,
yes,
you.
Enchanting, my dear.
Yes. Mm,
thank you. I like your hat, Joey.
Thank you.
He's a cab driver.
I'm auditioning for a Guy Ritchie movie this afternoon, so... You probably haven't heard of it.
Well, we're going to...
Big in Europe.
We'll see who else I can poke between now and the final hour of my show.
What do you poke?
Poke. Or if you're my baby, you
Is
say...
Is it like riding the tug back at baggage claim?
Yeah. So you say pock.
Yeah, that's I learned about April Marie last week.
I'm not living this down, am I? I did. I have.
Yeah, we talking about airport security, and she's like, "I rode the tug." And I'm like, "What does that mean?"
I rode the tug from the dark tunnel of the baggage claim to the tarmac.
By choice.
Back before 9/11 came, and they started actually caring who went back there.
That's true.
They didn't care so much. I used to just sit down there back there and play solitaire by myself with a deck of cards, and then suddenly 9/11 happened.
They
ruined it for everybody.
There were
no more tug rides. Joey, I loved my tug rides.
I'm sure you did.
I would beg, can I ride the tug?
Yeah. Well, it sounds fun. But 9/11 happened, so I guess it's not in the cards for me.
It's not in the cards.
No, maybe I'll have to go work for Delta. Anyway, y'all stay tuned, because some straight talk with April Marie is next.